Blog Talk Radio.
Truth.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence by the military-industrial complex.
Are the Bible's prophecies today's reality?
This could be the sign that signals the return of Christ.
World leaders are working behind the curtains.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. Secret societies, secret oaths, secret proceedings.
Now, get ready for an hour of truth that will make you think. We'll examine Bible prophecy and see how close we are to the return of Jesus Christ for His church.
You're in the zone. Politics, Israel, the Middle East, the revised European superstate,
and more. All in the zone. This is the Prophecy Zone with your host, Phil Armstrong.
Connecting the dots and showing you why we are more vulnerable than ever.
Greetings, fellow Americans. This is David Robertson, inviting you to come be a part of an American Warning Radio, Monday through Friday, 1 to 3 p.m. Central.
You've seen the pieces. Now, come see the bigger picture, an American Warning Radio, with your host, David Robertson, on this and many other networks that value liberty.
All they're getting is mainstream media stuff. That's all they're getting, including Fox News.
The American Warning program with David Robertson, just a great show. All kidding aside, the numbers are really starting to go up on that program, and I think once people realize that that's on now live Monday through Friday, 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock on this very station, you're going to be tuning in a lot more. That guy makes a lot of sense, and he's really good at what he does.
Warning. America. Warning. America's habit forming. This habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Get more information at AnAmericanWarning.com. That's AnAmericanWarning.com.
Prophecies on Blog Talk Radio.
end.
We are in the last days.
The Bible lays out our future, and host Phil Armstrong examines what the Scripture tells of His coming every Thursday and Sunday at 7 on the Prophecy Zone.
What is the New World Order?
The people who are talking about the New World Order, Bible prophecy, may be in danger.
What do you need to be rapture ready?
I believe that the Bible interprets the Bible, and we have to stick with the Bible.
How much time is left?
See more at theprophecyzone.com and youtube.com/prophecyzone. Hear more here on Blog Talk Radio every Thursday and Sunday at 7 on The Prophecy Zone.
Who is the Antichrist? I believe the Antichrist will not be known until the tribulation period starts.
This is The Prophecy Zone.
Okay, we're back. Looks like Mr. Chapman is not going to call in today because he's really prompt on calling in, so that means we're just you and us and you, however you want to put it, me and y'all, for the rest of the day. So we are going to be coming on every Sunday night at 7 o'clock Pacific time, so that could be 10 o'clock, and we're going to be talking about props. We're going to have various guests on, and it's going to be a very interesting guest, from finances to survival to Israel and the Middle East, all kinds of things. So just stick with us, and I hope you guys stay informed. This is going to be a interesting year, the next couple of years, next couple of months, next couple of weeks. Some guys are saying it's going to be a terrorist attack. We're going to stay away from predicting, but everything is leading that way, but we just don't know when. We're not hoping for a terrorist attack. We don't, as a ministry, go around wishing that the whole sky falls, because if it's going to fall, it's going to fall on us also. But we do want to see Jesus Christ come back, but not at the expense of everybody else, especially souls that are lost. I'm going to tell you this, before the rapture of the church, there's going to be some people that pass away. There'll be a lot of people who die. And that's what the church is now figuring out, that before the rapture of the church, there's probably going to be some hard times. And a lot of people believe that we're just going to be whisked out of here. I believe that it is a pre-trib rapture, and I've always believed that. But I also believe that there's going to come a time where the people who don't believe that the rapture is going to turn around and say, see, we told you there's no rapture. We're in the tribulation period, and right after they say that, the church is gone. So I think it's going to get bad. I think there's going to be some neutron bombs that touch down. I believe there's going to be some diseases that people are dying on massive numbers. I believe that there's going to be shadows of the tribulation period. When I say shadows, I mean that the full-blown tribulation period is, of course, in Revelation 6 through 19. That's the full-blown tribulation period. But the second half is called the Great Tribulation. Jesus Christ named it the Great Tribulation himself. So prior to the tribulation period, there will be mirror effects. There will be signs that will lead up to the grand finale. And we are living there now. We see those signs. And then these signs are at different degrees. These signs are at different stages of the pregnancy. These signs are at different stages of the, like a kid in the education system. He moves from kindergarten all up to 12. Well, the birth pains go from one stage to the next. So we will see, and this is just me telling you, this is what I believe, we will see some things go off before the rapture of the church that will scare somebody in the kingdom or scare somebody out of the kingdom. And this is just normal. The Bible says that in Luke 21 to be, make sure you're found worthy to escape these things that are coming upon the earth. What thing? Who is he talking to? At that point, Luke 21, he's actually talking to believers. He's not talking to unbelievers. He's talking to believers. He's saying, pray that you will. Now, the cares of this life, could overtake anyone, and it is overwhelming, especially when you're living in a society where the prices of materials, the prices of food, the price of gas, and the price of oil, and cost money, the more money to buy a roll of toilet paper is going up. The concerns of this life can navigate you out of the kingdom of God. You say, well, is it that serious? Yes, it's that serious, where the cares of this life become more important to you than the Savior himself, as if the Savior himself could not get you and take care of you. The Bible says that Jesus knows the number of the hairs on your head, and if those hairs are balding like mine, he knows the potential of hair on your head. So we must count on the Lord to bring us through these things, and he will do that and hold to what his promises are. Now, I'm going to challenge me, and I'm going to challenge everybody else to read the Bible in 1 year. In this ministry, we're also going to challenge you guys that you study the Bible, not just read it, but study it, and take on that role as a disciple. Let Jesus guide you through your life and your daily doing, and rely on him to guide us, because I'm talking to the choir right now. I'm talking to myself. I'm part of the choir. The Bible is the most important thing. He said, your word is a lamp to my feet. What did Jesus say when he talked to the devil? The devil, as the spirit led him up to the mountain to be tempted by the devil, he says, you cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded. So if he cut down bread, but said by every word, he didn't say by every food or bread there is, eat it. He says by every word that proceeded by the mouth of God. That means you have to read the Bible. You can't have your preacher feed you. They only feed people who are paralyzed through a straw. I mean, if you're paralyzed through a straw, yeah, they're going to feed you. And you can't feed yourself. So the pastor's saying that you possibly can't go home and read the Word. But I know a lot of pastors out there do promote that their congregants do read the Bible, but some of those pastors do not even promote their members to bring the Bible to church. How are you going to test and see if the preacher is saying the right thing to you? I mean, it's impossible to know if the preacher is giving you the right, you know, what version is he reading out of? Oh, you all know you're a version type. I mean, he's a version. you believe in the King James. You believe in the New King James, the International? No, I believe in the King James, and maybe a step down. But I believe that if you want to read the Bible, you better know what is being told you, because a lot of people are saying, "Well, the King James itself it has been diluted." No. I believe in my heart that you need to pray to God and ask God what version you need to be reading. And that's all I can say about that. I believe that we should lean on the Lord to tell us, because he's going to tell you, hey, this is not the right version. You need to be reading the King James or the New King James. But I'm going to tell y'all this, the American Standard and all that other stuff needs to go. I mean, it's just too watered down. But like I say, pray to God, he'll tell you. The Hezbollah government has stepped down, and they are causing a lot of riffraff in the political spectrum of the Middle East. I do believe that the Antichrist will come from that area. A matter of fact, the Assyrian Empire, remember Lebanon used to be Syria. The Bible calls him the Little Horn. So I've always believed that the Antichrist will come from a little country, a small country, of insignificance, maybe on a world scale, but important for its geopolitical area that it's in. The Lebanese, they said it's close to a civil war, which I do agree with. I do agree that, and I kind of figured this out a couple years ago. I kind of thought about that, that I believe that some, wherever the Antichrist will come from, it'd be a civil war in that area. But he can bring peace to that area and then branch out and offer his peace to the whole world. Because what they're going to say is, see, this guy was active in his local government, and this is what he did. I forgot. Well, anyway, I'm talking to a buddy of mine, supposed to be helping me, and we're supposed to be helping me in the ministry. And I don't know how many people out there got Google Chrome, but to me, I believe that they're a watchdog. They crash a lot of websites that normally you can go to if you were in Explorer or some other, you know, website thing. But anyway, this is really getting me angry. I have to say that in a nice way. It's really getting me angry because I wanted to call in using my microphone and I couldn't. I have to call in using a cell phone because Google Chrome, what it does is it just shuts down everything and it crashes everything. So now I have to do the show. I can't even search for the news that I was searching for. But anyway, I'm hoping you guys are having a happy New Year. We are going. We just went over 6,000 listens on December, which is good. But I think we can do a lot better. And the reason why I say that is because right now we have 3,000 at the middle of this month, and I know I didn't do shows every day. So if I did shows every day, we'd probably be over 8,000 to 10,000 listens, and that's a good thing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing, truly a blessing, is that God will allow us to have. Now, we don't know how many people out of that 6,000 there is, because it could just be 4,000 people and one person listens to it 3 or 4 times. I don't even listen to my own show, so I know he can't count me. We are going to head toward other vehicles. We're not going to really pronounce it, but we're going to head towards other vehicles that get the word out. And, we're going to build, our goal is to reach 1 million people before the end of this year, which is probably going to take a miracle. But God can do anything, and we just have to have our faith in the Lord that he is going to do that for us. I think what it takes to have a show and before the show is to be heavy in prayer, at least the night before. When you're in prayer, you don't have the problems. With Block Talk Radio, for all you hosts out there, it is a nice avenue to spread the gospel and to get the word out there. But at the same time, you know, I don't know if y'all hear that bleep sound, but I kid you guys not, I have a lot of problems with shows with the computers that shouldn't have happened if I was not doing a show. I mean, it's just weird to me. But I could just have shit on the computer and have just as much problems. And I know there's attacks from higher forces, and then there's sometimes just, you know, the computer is acting like a jerk. We just have to pray for the computer that it won't continue to act like a jerk. But we're going to try to take another break. Actually, I can't. But anyway, we are having a interesting year in Bible prophecy. And we need to continue to check out the news. So, like I say, it's crashing. Are they crazy? Okay, so I can't take a break, but I'm going to continue on to run my mouth for the next hour, the next 10 minutes, time. So, anything you guys see that y'all want to talk about, just go ahead and email me, and we'll be sure to get back with you guys, especially if it's about the ministry. Indeed, we will get back with y'all. We're going to talk about those birds, those dead birds and those dead insects that are coming up dead. And we're going to be doing that tomorrow. Join us at 7 o'clock. That way I can do it from my garage and I won't have so much interference. And I'm not used to a lot of people walking in and out the house and doing all this stuff. When I'm trying to do a show, that's just kind of uncomfortable. So, I can't work anything on my computer. I can't even send it to a commercial. This thing's freaking out. My computer's freaking out, folks. It's to a point where it's having a seizure on me. And it just happens all the time. But also tomorrow we're going to talk about food shortages and how these food shortages are being dealt with, which is probably not being dealt with. But a lot of this stuff is not going to be told to us until we get into the food shortage. I mean, you're not going to be told that we have a food shortage until we get into the food shortage, just like you're not going to be told that we have a pestilence problem or a big, giant outburst of disease until we get into that disease. I mean, until we get into it, we're not going to have any idea that we get into it. But we're going to take a break right quick, and then we'll be back in the show. We'll be right back.
What you just heard was an actual recording of my daughter's heartbeat within my womb. And ever since my husband Jeff saw our moving, active, vibrant daughter by way of live ultrasound image and heard her precious heartbeat within the womb, he's been horrified that we as a society legally kill our children at this stage of life.
As a society, we legally kill our children.
This is the greatest human rights issue of our day.
To join in the conversation, Fridays 9 to 11, visit WeKillChildren.org and find the show. That's WeKillChildren.org.
Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." You're listening to the Prosperity Zone on Blog Talk Radio.
Now, we don't go blowing up people and killing our enemies because God never told us to do so, but we're literalists in our interpretation of what the Bible says. We believe it verbatim, we believe it verse by verse, chapter by chapter, and we live accordingly. So why is that so hard to believe that Muslims would do the same? Because the Quran puts no limitations on the violence and the war against those who stand opposed to Islam, where the Bible and the New Testament, especially in grace under which we live, Jesus never mandates that we do such a thing. So, you know, they're literalists and we are literalists. Theirs causes them to be violent.
Rapture Ready Radio, live on Tuesday and Saturday, and the BB Report live on Thursday. Visit www.raptureReadyRadio.com for more show information.
Hey, everybody out there, my name is Phil Armstrong, and I'd like to invite y'all to join us on the Prophecy Zone every Thursday and Sunday as we talk about the soon coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're going to talk about world events like the Mark of the Beast, Israel, the Middle East, peace talks, Middle East wars. We're going to be talking about things like
the end time generation that we live in, because we are living in the final days. So join us on the Prophecy Zone.
But anyway, God bless everybody out there, and y'all have a wonderful night.